Review 2.1.
So, joining us in the studio now is the photographer Leila Flanagan, who's going to be chatting with us about her latest book, Predators and Prey, as well as her life in photography. So, any questions or comment, remember you can email us on cope@gbs.com. Love to hear from you. So, Leila, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
You've had a hectic schedule.
Yeah, loads of interviews presenting the book. And last night we had the opening of the exhibition at the Gagosian, so a late night.
Feeling a bit rough?
A little, not too bad. Just a bit overwhelmed with it all, to be honest. As a photographer, I hide behind my camera. I'm not used to being the focus. And for some reason, the book and exhibition have just been phenomenally successful wherever we've been.
Well, it certainly lives up to any hype, because there are some stunning photos in there and some incredibly moving ones. Because, of course, it mixes photojournalism and nature.
Thanks. Yeah, I was very much trying to challenge and blur those traditional boundaries between styles of photography. You know, why should you have to stick to one genre, sports, fashion or whatever? Make new connections, get insights.
Absolutely. But presumably you started out in one genre.
Yeah, sure. I actually started out working for an engineering magazine, so it was kind of architecture, taking photos of construction projects. And on one assignment, they were building a dam in a gorge to create a reservoir, and I got caught in unrest and fighting. The project was threatening wetland, which sustained several tribes, as well as destroying the gorge itself. But the government simply crushed all dissent and broke up any protests. It was quite brutal and, for me, very unsettling. So then I became interested in the conflicting stories of these projects and how the so-called benefits didn't always stand up to scrutiny. You know, vested interests and corruption often twisted things. It took my photography in a different direction and ultimately paved the way for this book.
So what about the wildlife? How did that come about?
Well, whenever I undertook any assignment, my primary concern was to portray the impact on people. These massive projects, airports, industrial estates, dams, etc., they often hit minority communities who find themselves under siege. And then you have workers' struggles and so on. But of course, mixed in with all that are adverse effects on the environment and species becoming endangered. So I started taking photos of animals as an addition to the main story, but frankly, also as a way of relaxing. Some of the human stories can be pretty heart-wrenching.
I'm sure. Though I'm not sure how relaxed I'd be watching a crocodile leap out of the water to grab an antelope in its jaws. It's pretty gory.
Yeah, I guess. I remember getting a shot of this lion and it suddenly let out an enormous roar. That was pretty terrifying.
Rather you than me. So, do you have a favourite?
Well, I guess amongst the wildlife, it'd be the blue diamond iguana puffing up to try and scare off something. I always think it's what people are doing when they protest against these projects.
Right.
And the other thing with that was I was actually waiting to get a glimpse of a puma. I'd covered myself with leaves and stuff to blend into the background, and I was waiting in this spot for hours. I never saw the puma, but I captured this great picture. Wildlife photography is like fishing. You need enormous patience, and you're never sure exactly what you'll catch.